Wisconsin's K-12 schools are on target to see more money in the next 2 years, but not quite as much as they'd originally been promised by the governor. After delaying action on the budget for a couple of months, the legislators' Joint Finance Committee voted Monday on a K-12 funding proposal. The panel opted to cut $10 million from the governor's plan in order to spend it on other non-school-related areas. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello covered the meeting and explains the proposal that the group ultimately adopted.
It was months ago that we first heard about Governor Scott Walker's K-12 funding proposal for the current two-year state budget.
To help improve student success, we're investing more money into education than ever before in the history of Wisconsin.
Since February, Walker has been touring the state, touting a record $649 million increase for state spending on public schools. Walker has called education a top priority for the new biennium. But the state's budget writing committee has been bogged down with other matters, including discussions about the challenging Department of Transportation budget and, more recently, the proposed huge financial incentives for electronics giant Foxconn. So, education funding was one of the last items left, and the number proposed for public schools looked smaller than it had earlier this year. Several Democratic lawmakers, including Representative Gordon Hintz, claimed that what was once a top priority has fallen swiftly down the list at the hands of legislative Republicans.
I think it falls short, and I think you guys shouldn't get away with saying that you think public schools are a priority and continue your massive expansion at school privatization that we simply can't afford and that is ineffective.
Hintz and his colleagues came into yesterday's meeting hoping to boost spending, specifically for traditional public schools. While Governor Walker wanted to commit $649 million, the Democrats proposed committing $728 million. Republicans, who hold the majority on the Joint Finance Committee, said no. They actually cut $10 million from the governor's proposal, saying the move aligned with funding reductions Walker proposed for rural school districts. School choice also drew attention during the vote. The committee approved a GOP plan to loosen income requirements for Wisconsin's statewide school voucher program. Right now, that program is limited to families living at 185% of the federal poverty level. The new plan makes more families eligible by raising that number to 220%. Democratic Senator Katrina Shankland pointed out that the state is already pouring a significant amount of public money into private education.
Legislative Fiscal Bureau in 2015 calculated that up to $800 million would be shifted from our public schools over to private schools through 2025. So this budget not only shifts more money to taxpayers to pay for this vouchers, but it also changes the income limit.
Some GOP committee members expressed disappointment too, but for very different reasons. Wauwatosa Senator Leah Vukmir is among the Republicans who favored increasing voucher income limits for the statewide program to up to 300%. That would match limits set for families in the Milwaukee and Racine voucher programs.
And while I'm pleased that we've increased the participation in the school choice program from 185% to 220% of federal poverty level, everyone knows that I would have preferred a greater expansion.
The panel rejected that broader expansion because not all Republicans were on board. Now that the Joint Finance Committee has completed its work on the K-12 budget, transportation will be the last big-ticket item in front of the panel. Then, the entire $76 billion budget goes to the full legislature for approval. Lawmakers had hoped to finish budget talks earlier this summer. Spending will continue at current levels until a new plan passes. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.